I want to talk about the pain of God. Lamentations 1, you read about Zion, the people of God. She has become a widow. She has become a widow. Well, if Judah became a widow, well, who died? Her husband. And who was her husband? God. It's as if God had died in their death. Just as with us, part of us dies in the death of those whom we love. And God loved them, despite their unfaithfulness, going off with other men, describing them as he does as a whore, totally unfaithful to him. You think of Hosea. And yet, in their destruction, he was, as it were, destroyed. And this is how Lamentations starts, emphasizing really that God's pain was there in the pain of his people. This is not at all a God who gets irritated and lashes out in judgment and anger, trying to hit back and hurting you more than you hurt him. Not at all. This is the loving parent who is hurt in the process of disciplining the child. And that God is our God. He has not changed in that sense. And this is not the first time that Jeremiah speaks like this. The tragic passage in Jeremiah 6:26, "Daughter of my people, clothe yourself with sackcloth, mourn as for an only son, make bitter lamentation, for the destroyer shall suddenly come upon us." Well, who is speaking here? Well, daughter of my people. This is God. The whole context, if you look back in Jeremiah 6, is God speaking to the daughter of my people. The destroyer shall suddenly come upon us. Not upon you, but upon us. As I say, God was, as it were, destroyed in the destruction of his people. He, as it were, died in the death of those whom he loved. And this was all sort of lived out, really, by Jeremiah, who was feeling the same in Lamentations, but he was God's prophet, he was God's man, he was God's representative on this earth, and his feelings in that sense were those of God. Now, the whole idea of the death of God or the destruction of God is sort of obnoxious and shocking, and it is intended to be like that, to help us to see the extent of his pain. You get it again in Isaiah 54, just as here in Lamentations 1, you have the idea of Zion being widowed because her husband, God, has died. You have the same in Isaiah 54, where we read quite clearly again of the widowhood of his people. Isaiah 54, verse 4, "The reproach of your widowhood you shall remember no more, for your Maker is your husband." Your Maker is your husband. So then, God was, as it were, the husband of his people, and he's talking to them in Isaiah 54 as if they are a young woman who has been widowed and who feels shame because of that, because she died, her husband died childless and she did not have any fruit. But, God says, "For a small moment," Isaiah 54, 7, "for a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you." This is, of course, talking about the idea of them being in exile for 70 years, apparently forsaken, and then the joy of finding the husband and remarrying and having children again. Sadly, they didn't see the wonder of it all, and most of them chose to remain in exile, and those who did return hardly brought forth spiritual fruit, as you see from the whole ministry of the prophets like Haggai, Zechariah, and the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. But I want just for the moment to focus upon that tragedy, that God was that involved in the sufferings of his people, just as Jeremiah was, even though he was in one sense separate from his people. Yet in Lamentations, you see him absolutely feeling as if it's him who is suffering. And he was, as I say, God's man, God's representative to his people. So God is not far off. God is not without emotion. God is not without the emotional involvement that leads to pain as you, as it were, participate in the sufferings of those whom you love. Now, those sufferings were all brought by God. And so you see that tension within God. And we can understand this a bit because we are made in the image and likeness of God. We have those same apparently contradictory feelings, and yet we are in his image. He has the capacity and the dimensions of experiencing those same feelings. So then, you and I today, we are in relationship with him. Your maker is your husband. Your creator is the one who married you, as it were. He is passionately involved in your life and my life today, and our feelings, our sufferings, and our victories. He is passionately involved in. Truly, he is not a God far off, but a God very near at hand.